Only a couple of announcements for today. For one, because today is Mother's Day, and it is the second Sunday of the month, we are going to be postponing our regular prayer service until next Sunday. This way you all have the opportunity, if you need to jam after service, to hopefully not go buy a last-minute gift, but if you need to do that, you'll have the opportunity to do that, but also to get a head start on the Mother's Day celebration. So we'll go ahead and postpone the prayer service for this next Sunday, and then in June, come back to making the regular practice of having our prayer service on the second Sunday of the month. Also, looking forward to the future right here. May 26th is going to be our Memorial Day barbecue for our church after the service. We actually already have a sign-up sheet outside in the foyer for those who want to bring some side dishes. The church is going to be providing the hamburgers and the hot dogs, but for those who want to maybe help out by bringing something that you can get from the store, or maybe you want to try out something you've been too scared to try out in your family, so you want to try it out in your church family, That Sunday will be your opportunity to do so. That sign-up sheet is out there in the foyer. A couple of more announcements, more people-related announcements. One thing that we want to go ahead and inform the body about is this is the season now where lots of graduations are happening. And in Berean Fellowship specifically, there's a couple of people who are going to be graduating from both high school and from college here. And we just wanted as a church to go ahead and give a quick shout out to those people who are graduating and give a little explanation of what their hopes are going to be for their future studies. So only two people you want to announce for today. For one, Grace Wiggins is on track to graduate from Palmdale High School. She will be going to Montana State University studying wildlife biology, and if I'm reading this correctly, your expertise is going to be a wolf biologist. Is that right? What about wolves are so interesting? What about wolves are so interesting to you? All right, that was rude. You interrupted my question, but that's okay. That's okay. What about wolves are so cool to you? All right. For being put on the spot unexpectedly, it was a very good answer. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, cool. And then Jazzy is also going to be graduating, Jazzy Huare. She'll be graduating from Cal State Northridge with a Bachelor's of Arts in English. God bless her soul. That's a hard subject. And she is currently substitute teaching while she goes through the credential process to become a full-time teacher. So you ready to shape the minds of the future? We have full faith in you. That is the most confident answer I can get from that. We have full faith in you. Perfect. So we are very proud of both of you guys for accomplishing the great educational feats that you have accomplished. And we will, of course, be praying for you for the future as you go into college, Grace, and as Jazzy goes into the next process of her becoming a full-time teacher. So I wanted to give you those two updates. One more update we did want to give, and you all may have already got this if you are on the email list. Maybe you all remember Lisa Reedy from when she was attending here. She had moved a couple of years ago to move in with her daughter. She sent us a update on what's happening with her right now, and I'll go ahead and read what she sent for anyone who is interested in hearing her update. She said she will be having chest surgery on Monday. Apparently, they discovered there was a mass under her sternum. There are lots of unknowns still, lots of tests, and she's been in the hospital for a week at this point. She can barely speak or swallow as of right now. She cannot be understood on the phone even. She can only communicate through texting. Rosemary Aria, remember the girl she had adopted, is with her other daughter, Jessie, right now, and she will appreciate any prayer that we can give to her. And Lisa was with us for a long time, so of course we are going to be praying for her as body of Christ. Even though she's not with us in person, she is with us in Christ. So we are going to go ahead and take a moment before we break for greeting, pray for both Grace and Jazzy and their exciting new ventures that are waiting them. And we'll also pray for Lisa Reedy right now and pray for her upcoming surgery tomorrow. So if you would, go ahead and join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for the many good things you've given to us in this life, and we thank you for the reality that there are more every day who are gaining all they can to further their education and to become established into their workforce to contribute to society. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that are waiting for both Grace and Jazzy, and I pray that you'd be with them, Lord. I pray that they would have a clear path ahead as to where it is they are to go. I pray you would give them the diligence needed to complete their studies and their work faithfully, Lord. And I pray that they are reminded that no matter where life may take them, no matter where your plan may take them, they always have a group of people here who will be praying for them and will be caring for them, Lord. And I pray that they are ministered to by the kindness of your grace and your Son, Lord. We also pray for Lisa in this moment, Lord. We pray that you'd be with her in this, no doubt, unexpected time and a lot of unknowns, as she said, I'm sure bring a lot of fear to her. And I pray that she'd be comforted by your Spirit in this moment, Lord. I pray that we as the body of Christ, we continue to pray for her, Lord. And if any of us feel compelled to reach out to her to let her know that we are praying for her, I pray that we would be encouraged in doing so, Lord. Father, I pray that there would be healing for her surgery. I pray that there would be a lot of positive news going forward for what this means for her. We pray for her daughters right now as well, Lord. Pray that they would be cared for. And Father, we pray for anyone else in this body who is here and not here and maybe is struggling with some physical, spiritual, or emotional difficulty, Lord. I pray that they would also be ministered to you and that administered by you, and that all of our hearts would be continually pointed back to Christ, who is the source of our hope and everything that we need. It is in Christ's name that I pray these things. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll take a few moments to greet one another. We'll come back here to start our new series.